Good morning. 7:16 a.m. on Wednesday, the 29th of June. It's 7:16 a.m. in the morning. Yes, I know that's redundant. It's I got up way early. I actually got up. I tried not to get up at 4 o'clock to feed the cats, and they just kept at it until 4:45. And I finally said, "All right, you guys," got up and fed them. Then I couldn't go back to sleep. So at 5 o'clock, I got back up again. I've been up. I've been rummaging around. I'm still disgusted about last night. I stayed up really late. I was having trouble getting words in. It was a frustrating day from a writing standpoint. And I said, no, goddammit, I'm going to stay up until I get 1,000 words. So I stayed up. I wrestled. Good morning. I finally got 1,000 words. Clicked save. LibreOffice died. Now, they're supposed to do a backup every 10 minutes, but they didn't recover it. It's an automatic recovery. It's supposed to pick them right up, and there's no backup file sitting there, so I don't know what the hell. So, it's just as well that, on a grand scheme of things, it's just as well, because those were, I don't even remember. I was half asleep. I'd sort of come to a little bit and write 100 words and kind of fall asleep again and wake up and write 100 words. So it was iffy to begin with, just what I remember of it, which isn't very much. So, yeah. My 9 o'clock alarm is work time and I'll have to buckle down. Today's the 29th. I wanted this book done by now. Wanting and not doing doesn't really, what do you want to call, yield results. So I'm at the point where wanting and doing is where I need to be. Wanting isn't really as important as doing. So anyway, how was your day? So I'm not even thinking. I have had a cup of coffee. I haven't had any food. My brain is going, you know, you want to have some food. And it's helping my stomach remind me that I want to have some food. I don't know what I'm going to have for breakfast this morning. I may just throw a frozen burrito in the microwave and call it good. The alternative is having to fix something that everybody else will want to eat. And I think we're down to the, we really need to have French toast day for the spouse. And I don't really have anything against French toast other than I don't really care for it. It's not bad. It's not that I wouldn't eat it if presented with it, but that's not my, it's not my choice of morning food. Now, I messed up last night. I went to a grocery store yesterday, got all kinds of snacky food, because that was the request, snacky food. And I got some stuff to make spaghetti tonight, and I'll marinate some chicken overnight for the day after. But I didn't get, like, donuts or strudels or croissant, or something like that for breakfast this morning. An oversight on my part. So here I am. I'm walking. It is at least it is nice and cool. It's in the low 60s. The sun is still fairly far to the north. It's throwing a nice amount of shade onto the northbound sidewalks, the north side of the sidewalks, which is where I walk when I go east. See in a minute when I get around the corner. So I can't say that I've heard people talk about LibreOffice not saving or OpenOffice not saving. It's the first time I've seen it actually happen to me. My machine has been a little bit flakish the last couple of days. Probably needs a good boot. Yes, very nice shade. I didn't slap the monk post. I'm going to go back and do it. Because I can. Monk post. A piece of evidence for how distracted I am this morning, how no head in the game. Apparently I'm going to be going to the Western Slope. I'm going to be going over to Grand Junction in August to teach a class. And we're negotiating over what the class should be. I thought I was going to go talk on marketing, and I think I'm going to go talk on marketing. I could go talk on social media, but I think I really want to get into the nuts and bolts of marketing. I really want to get into why a lot of the advice is suspect at best, and why there are better tools and better ways to use the tools than what most people are doing and finding very frustrating. It still has a tendency to be frustrating. It still has, you know, you can't, if you know which one is going to be a winner, then everybody would be a winner, but it's not exactly how it works. But I'm getting a walk in. It's first foundational step for the day, if I can find it somehow. I do have a break in the middle of the day. I've got to take the kid to her psychiatrist appointment at 11. It's the back haul from yesterday. It's probably the same truck, I don't know for sure. I wonder where he's going to go siphon off this morning. Oh, he's going back to the same place. Interesting. I guess they didn't get it all yesterday or something. Not exactly the same place. Same intersection, I'll give him that. It's going to be noisy when I walk by, so I probably won't be doing much talking. I noticed it was in the waveform yesterday when I walked by. Oh, they're getting to the hydrant. Pick up water in their hoses, I guess. I'm all in ground. I want to get home. I want to eat. I'm glad I got out early this morning. The sun would have been beastly sucked by 9 o'clock, even by 8 o'clock. It's already feeling a lot warmer here. Particularly right in the sun. You're almost home. Even a little bit of shade. Now we're in the shade of the big cottonwood here. I don't know why the city hasn't condemned this tree. It's loaded with cotton. It's on city land. They should have somebody come and chop it. Although it's an awfully pretty tree. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.